Hey, motorboaters, it is me, Nick, here. Welcome to the end of the journey. This is the last of the groups that we record that Cody and I recorded while we had a little fun and maybe a little too much fun. I'm here to warn you that if this were a night out with your friends, this is now 3 o'clock in the morning and you're talking, but you're not saying anything. But for some reason, it's important to you that you all hear what needs to be said. So once again, I want to emphasize this next episode is not good. It is a completion. It is the Godfather 3 of podcasts. You watch it because you're like, well, I got to see it. Or maybe even the final trilogy of Star Wars where you're like, well, I'm going to watch it, but it is not good and not necessary to enjoying what I thought were three other very fun episodes. So I am going to tell you now what happened in those in this episode, and then you can decide for yourself if you want to listen to it. Okay, so in Group D, we had the matchup between the 3 seed Blank Seed going up against the 14 seed Bad Blood. And then we also had the 6 seed You Belong With Me going against the 11 seed Back to December. Blank Space beats out Bad Blood and goes up against You Belong With Me. We had to flip for the winner of this. I was going with You Belong With Me. Cody went with Blank Space. He flipped correctly. So Blank Space is the Group D champion and will be going on to face the other Group A, B, and C champions on Friday. And Cody and I are about to record that episode tonight. And we will be sober and we will atone for our sins. But thank you all so much. Once again, this was very fun for us to do, and we hope you all got to enjoy it. And now, I cannot say you're going to enjoy this. I would stop it right now if I were you, but if you so choose, you have been warned. Here is Group D.
Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. Discuss various pop culture topics and are done it truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before anyone step foot on the boat, we'll put them in a Sweet 16 style tournament. And we argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide to step foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell more talk about this season?
Yes. Do you think Taylor Swift's trying to like get into our inner circle and figure out our secrets? Second point. If Taylor Swift was a government agent, which she is, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, 100%. Like, what secrets do we have? Like, why would anyone infiltrate our circle? What do we have to give?
Yeah,
I'm pretty good at editing, but I can teach you how to like control stuff. Like it's all hotkeys, guys. I don't know. Yeah. Like what to tell you.
Yeah, I do think she was actually kind of weirdly involved in like a spy movie this year, Argylle. It's very fun watching.
I heard the movie like it bombed though, didn't it?
It just didn't do as well as people thought it would, but it was very fun. I liked it. If you like Kingsman, go watch it. But what I'll say is I do think it would be like, if you're going to make a spy, make it the world's most famous pop star. Like that's the one greater access.
Yeah, like, who's a better spy than Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
We brought this up before. It's like Paul McCartney shows up and asks for state secrets. You give it to him.
Show him just because it would be cool to show him.
You could send Taylor Swift to Russia right now.
Yeah.
And Putin would tell her everything.
Right. She'd get it.
She'd get it.
Because she's very smart. And she's very good songs. And here we are to talk about her songs. Here we are to talk about her songs.
Do we talk about the other stuff? This stuff?
No, we're here to talk about her songs. We've talked about many things, but now we should talk about her songs.
Songs, yes.
So here we are in Group D, where we have the final fourth quadrant. So if you, we have 16 songs of hers. We gave them to our bracketologist. They gave it back to us. We've got a Group A, B, and C champion. We're here for the Group D champion. And that will be decided between the number 3 seed, Blank Space, going up against the 14 seed, Bad Blood. And then we have the 6 seed, You Belong With Me, going up against the 11 seed, Back to December. Cody, where do you want to start? Big, heavy hands in this.
I would like to start actually with Blank Space and Bad Blood, because I want to throw out the point that Nick makes the brackets. He makes all of the choices. Every decision on the brackets is Nick. So if you have a problem with what didn't make the bracket or what did, please email Nick personally and, like, assault him. That's fine. You picked Bad Blood with Kendrick Lamar.
No, right? this was actually requested by one of our listeners. It was specifically, I don't have my phone on me, and I'm not going to pull it up.
That's fine. No, we drank a lot.
But just know, you were heard. And that is why we chose that version. It was requested.
I want to say for the record, listener, I love you. Thank you so much for listening. You picked the wrong one. It's the worst version. Kendrick, there's a lot of things that go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Pickles and peanut butter. I don't know. America and bombs. But what doesn't go together is Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift. It does not work. It's bad.
This isn't me disagreeing, but just like she obviously had to re-record all of her. She's been in the process of re-recording all of her songs. And so she had on her previous version released a song with Kendrick Lamar. So when she's like re-recording, she's like, oh, I didn't think he'd do it again. There's no reason to. It wasn't like we released it and made it big, but I reached out and he did. And so they have a photo of them together. And that is like top five fly on the wall. I want to know what it's like to be in the room between them, because I think it's fascinating or it's so awful.
It's gotta be awful, dude. Kendrick Lamar, they couldn't be more far apart. Taylor Swift grew up in a mansion. Kendrick Lamar grew up in like the fucking worst side of South California. Like SoCal.
Okay, but don't you feel like, yes, 100%, 100%. But don't you feel like artistically they want the exact same type of recognition?
Yes, but
so like that energy, like I'm saying, like what, like they could ride that energy, or that's a very small chance that they hit that energy and realize that. The rest is very more obvious. It goes bad.
Dude,
but I'm
I
just
think
like
it's such a small chance, but just because, like, can you imagine being Kendrick Lamar and like Taylor Swift, you're Kendrick Lamar. You grew up on the streets. Everything was hard as fuck. You went to jail for 9 years. You made To Pimp a Butterfly, one of the best rap albums of all time. Like, I want to give him like literary awards for this album. And Taylor Swift, a woman. Yeah, he has. And then a woman, Taylor Swift. Great.
And that's why why Cody doesn't think it was possible. Because it was a woman, everyone. He's like, how was it possible? A woman?
A man.
But keep going. Keep going, Cody.
Like anyone, like any pop guy, like it's Kendrick Lamar. He's a voice of a generation. You're Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. I don't know what to fucking say.
Also a voice of a generation. Like that's what I'm saying. Is like they're actually, it doesn't seem right on paper, but when like you boil it down, if you just let the heat simmer long enough,
I agree. No,
that's what they both want to be, is the voice of a generation.
No, and they
that's
are.
Why it like both, weirdly they, worked for me.
Hey, no, they are. They both are. But the song sucks. It the song's bad. Kendrick's verse doesn't match the rhythm. It's bad. Taylor, they're just both trying to meet in the middle. They're both trying to meet in the middle. Should have said it. This sucks. But
And to be clear, especially, I would say this. I want to be very clear because about what's about to happen. I don't care if it was the original Bad Blood or this Bad Blood. I think that the song, the reason behind, like why that song exists even to begin with, as like kind of like her, this is why people are like, oh, she's so petty. And not in like a great, like it's like, oh, you're punching down now. This is like that time where people are like, why do you attack people who you're above? I think Bad Blood sucks. Blank Space to me was genius.
Banger, yeah.
This completely lets her know, like, no, I'm in on the joke. I'm in on the meta. And so Blank Space was moving on no matter what. So we will now decide who it goes up against. Between 6, You Belong With Me, going up against the 11 seed Back to December. I have feelings about Back to December.
Go on.
What's wild to me about Back to December is this is the Taylor Lautner song, right? So the guy, Jacob in the Twilight series, right? She dated him. They were the Taylors. And then
you gotta
she...
be so here's the biggest risk. The biggest risk in Hollywood is not a flop. It's dating Taylor Swift.
It's because yeah.
She, you know, she's gotta bring the heat. She is so she's batting 1,000. If you destroy her heart, first of all, you deserve a bad song written about you because she's America's pop princess. But second of all, it's going to be a bop. And you're going to have to listen to it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, that's the world will always have.
I worry about Kelsey.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing about the Travis Kelsey of it all is that, like, most of the guys that she's dated, every time, like, I feel like so many of them, their egos were bruised by the fact that, like, after they broke up, she only got more famous and most of them get less.
Yeah.
Famous. So, like, there's this general tract of, like, why? Like, it's not her fault, but there's like, it seems to be a curse.
Yes.
Travis Kelsey
is perfect.
Was like, cause he has like 2-3 seasons left anyway.
He's perfect.
His legacy is cemented. He is in the conversation of the greatest of his position of all time in the same way that Taylor is in the conversation.
It's literally perfect because you had all these other people to date her, actors, and they were like, what's your legacy? And they're like, I want to like do the best film of all time. And then they come to Travis Kelsey and they're like, oh, you're dating Taylor Swift, the biggest pop star since Michael Jackson, right? It's like, how do you feel? He's like, want to catch ball. Like, they're like, what do you mean? He's like, I want to go catch the ball. And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, I play the football game. And when the ball gets thrown, I catch it. And we win and score big. I love my big handsome ball catcher. And he's like, I catch balls. Like, it's perfect.
It's so perfect. Good. Cause he's like, he doesn't have
drive. He doesn't have a dream. He's already achieved his dream. He just lets catch ball.
He's in the post credit scene of the video game. He's just catching. He's just trying to grab as many like gold rings as he can. And he's like I'm just having a blast.
If they break up, Taylor Swift's gonna be like, I loved a man and he didn't catch the ball. And then it'll go to Travis Kelce. He's like, I did catch ball. And then we'd all be like, he did catch ball. Yeah. Taylor Swift can't win. She can't win here.
Like, and that's the thing.
What can you possibly say?
He's safe, as far as breakup songs go. So,
and that's the problem, because if you break up with Taylor Swift, you're going to get a song. You're going to get a top 10 single.
Here's
the
thing that I think sucks the most about Back to December is that in this song, which is it's an apology to Taylor Lautner, right? Saying like, I don't think I handled how we ended very well. You deserve to know that I feel really bad about that. She also like doesn't, she says all of that, but then never is like, we should get back together. Like she's still like, Oh, if you thought this was me trying to get back together, no, stay away from me. You're not nearly famous enough anymore.
Okay, so what I'm getting from you now is you're upset that Taylor Swift is not a werewolf.
If that's where you want to take it.
Let's take it there, because I'll take it there. If Taylor Swift was a werewolf, how would that change pop history? I wanted to go off, but like now I'm really getting into it. Like,
can you just... Hey, can you pull that valve and just pull that ripcord? Come right back up, brother.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey, can you just... Hey, brother, I get it.
Sorry, I'm back.
Hey, did we mention that this is our 4-year... We've been doing this for 4 years. We are now 503 episodes in. We are also many drinks. Many other influences in. I'm almost... I almost am positive we can't let this episode go out. But...
All right. No, you're right. We just got to get to it. Okay. So blank space. I feel like
you belong to me. So between, we got to decide you belong to me.
Let's do it.
Back to December. You belong to me is the biggest, is like, I would say arguably is the song that catapults her into the stratosphere. It's the more important song.
Yeah. I'll go. You belong to me as well.
All right. You belong to me. Blank space. So you have, you have a song.
I'm going blank space because I feel like it's a bigger pop culture hit. Also, I don't remember. Like, I'm just going to get into it. I don't remember You Belong to Me's lyrics. I don't remember that.
Insane. It's the one, like, you're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something.
There it is. No, well, here's the deal. That's pre-banjo. She's still got the banjo going.
Banjo is still, it's, I talked about there's not this as much group banjo,
A.
But yes.
I talked about this in group A. Taylor Swift had a banjo era, and no one wants to talk about it. She had a lot of banjo songs.
To be fair, you're right. Most of that era's tour does not have any banjo-heavy songs.
No one wants to recognize the fact that Taylor Swift loves the banjo. But if we're talking about You Belong With Me, there was a banjo part, a big banjo part. And that means it wasn't very good.
I disagree. We will go to the American Voted Coin of 2004 is brought to you by random.org. We got John Kerry facing up, means George Bush is on the bottom. Low seed gets the pick. That is me with You Belong With Me in the sixth seed. I mean, has any, I got to go John Kerry. Has any president been more like You Belong With Me? Like, hey, I'm the one you should be with.
Hey, you should have picked me.
Hey, it was me the whole time. It was, hey, I'm so sorry. Then John Kerry, let's see. No! George Bush is who you always deserve.
Always go with Bush. That's who we, not only who we deserve, but we earn. We earn
it. It is what we deserve, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you know about your boys, here's a few things you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. God, we're going off the rails. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament, we need 16. We don't need 10. We don't need 12. 15. Like, what is 15? We don't want to just add one? That's dumb as hell. Send it to us at FriendlyCompetitionPodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro, outro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, head over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it, folks. Final Four Friday coming up. We will be sober. We will have to listen.
We will have to listen.
And we will atone. And we will maybe, once again, not confident this ever makes it to air. But if so, I've been Nick Carey.
And I continue to be Cody Lena. See you on the boat.